the elements of the model of consciousness, the operations of the model of consciousness, the levels of the model of consciousness operate together in a self-organizing whole, an active, energetic, self-realizing whole. And as we focus on those elements, on those operations, on those level distinctions, we can see them in one grand, glorious whole, omni-organizing, omni-modeling symbol. And as such, we can focus on the intersect in which these elements play out, in which these elements of consciousness live. For as we discover the way in which the elements of consciousness live, we will be discovering the way in which the elements of our consciousness truly live. Thereby, we will follow those elements through the intersects of the operations and the levels of the model of consciousness. We will entertain the laws of consciousness that exist at each intersect point. At first, gathering the concept of those laws, then moving in deeper and deeper and deeper to their essence, flowing the elements, flowing with the elements as they resonate within the model and go from place value to place value, from intersect to intersect within the model. We will follow their journey on one dimension after another. We will follow their journey through one operation after another. We will follow the laws of consciousness. These laws were brought forth by Max Kepler. He brought forth the laws of the model of being. We will be overlaying that model of being and seeing those laws through the light of truth, through the overlay of consciousness. We will start always with the whole. Always go to the truth of all truths, to that place in consciousness where there is only one, that place in which Dr. Kepler said that being was its own infinite being, that place in which then truth is its own infinite truth, which implies that there cannot be a finite truth or a limited truth or any other truth. There is only the one truth, the only truth, and lies are unknown to that truth. Error is unknown to that truth. There is only one consciousness, just one infinite consciousness, one infinite truth, being the truth of its own infinite consciousness. And there is no other consciousness that exists in truth. There is no other consciousness that exists anywhere. There is only the consciousness of truth. It is an infinite consciousness. And there is no other consciousness. to dwell there is optimum and ultimate. There is only one. And throughout scriptures, be they Judeo-Christian or Eastern-oriented, there are symbols of one, 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 one. For any individuality who has gone deeply into consciousness and has built that consciousness and awakened to true consciousness within themselves, has seen that at root and at core, there is only one consciousness. There is only one being, and that being is conscious. It is truth. It is. It is. And all that that being encompasses is truthful. All that that being encompasses is fully conscious, fully operationally conscious, functionally conscious, organizationally conscious. There is a model of truth, a model of consciousness, and everything that's going on in consciousness is going on within that model of consciousness. It is a self-existent model of consciousness, a self-expressed model of consciousness. It is a self-fulfilling model of consciousness. It is self-fulfilled. It is self-organizing, self-modeling. It is the one and only model of consciousness. And there is no other. It operates on a divine cybernetic circuit. And it cannot operate otherwise. It operates through its deeply omnipotent power, for it has all the power of being is imbued into the power of truth, which is imbued into the power of consciousness. It is an omnipotent consciousness. It is an omniscient consciousness because it is an omniscient being. Thereby, it is an omniscient truth. As such, it is omniscient consciousness. They cannot be separated because the elements of the model of being, be they mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, or love, cannot be separate from the whole of what they are. They cannot be separate from being themselves. So easily we can overlay one or another on the model. And in this instance, we are overlaying truth on the model and understanding that it is a model of truth. It is, in this instance, a model of consciousness, and in this specific instance, that it is omniscient, all-knowing, fully, totally conscious. Conscious of everything that is in being. Everything that is known to being, everything that is real to being, everything that is sensed by being or identified in being is a part of this model. And it is conscious of it all. It is omniscient. And that consciousness is omnipresent, everywhere present. There isn't a place in the model where consciousness is not present. Because being itself is omnipresent. Everywhere present. Because truth itself is omnipresent. Are we hearing that one? Truth is omnipresent. No lies. Lies are not present. Truth is omnipresent. Thereby, consciousness is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Because the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent consciousness exists in a divinely circuited, self-organizing, omni-modeling model of being, of truth, of consciousness. And there is no other model of consciousness. Every other so-called model would be excluded. Thereby, there cannot be a make-believe model, another model, an erroneous model. Anything other than the one model to imprint upon consciousness. Consciousness can only entertain itself and the all of itself as this wonderful, incredible model. And so we have just explored the divine self-organization of the one infinite model of truth, of consciousness. And now we will explore the fact that that model has an operating calculus that's going on within it. A calculus that cannot be stopped. It is consciousness, being conscious. That's what the calculus is. It is consciousness being conscious of the model. Consciousness being conscious of the model of truth, the model of being, thereby calculating in accordance with the model. And as the model is always whole, it is always calculating in terms of the whole. And even as that calculus deals with the individualized expressions of consciousness, the individualized calculations of consciousness, even as those individualized wholes are revealed into consciousness, are lifted to the surface of attention of consciousness, are displayed in consciousness, it is extremely clear that they never leave the whole of consciousness. They never leave the model of consciousness. That all the calculating that's going on is going on within the model of consciousness. And that even though it's calculating individual calculations within the model, they are in the model of being. Which brings us to the point where we can see that all of those wonderful calculations that are going on in consciousness are scientific calculations, scientific laws, orders, rules, systems, methods, forms, and plans of the one operating consciousness. And that if we align ourselves with the laws of consciousness, the laws of being, the laws of truth, and thereby the laws of consciousness. If we align ourselves with the order of being, the order of truth, the order of consciousness, it will become our order. That if we align ourselves with the rule of being, the rule of truth, the rule of consciousness, it will be applied in every instance, in every calculation in our consciousness. That if we align ourselves with the self-organizing structure of consciousness, if we align ourselves with the system, the operating system of the one being, the operating system of truth, the operating system of consciousness, it will operate our consciousness. If we align ourselves with the method of being, the way of being, if we align ourselves with the method of truth, the method of consciousness, it will be the way in which our consciousness expresses. If we align ourselves with the form of being, the form of truth, the form of consciousness, it will be the way in which our consciousness takes form. And if we align ourselves with the plan of being, the plan of truth, the plan of consciousness, it will be the plan that demonstrates itself and evidences itself in consciousness. We will be gaining a scientific consciousness by aligning with the deep system, the principle of consciousness. We will be aligning with its elements, aligning with its operations, aligning with its levels, aligning with the whole model, aligning with its laws, aligning with the power of the law, the power of the order, the power of the rule, the power of the system, the power of the method, the power of the form, the power of the plan, and thereby it will overturn consciousness. It will overturn our consciousness. How do we do this? How do we do this? What do we do? We talked about it a few minutes ago. First, if we don't know this particular model, we need to find out what the model of consciousness is, what the model of truth is, what the model of being is. We need to discover for ourselves what the elements of the model are, what the operations of the model are, what the level distinctions of the model are. We need to see how they cooperate and organize into one whole, one living, operating, dynamic whole. That's first. But then we need to stay there. I may say this 30 times today. We need to stay there. Put our attention there. Put our heart there. Love to be there. Let it sing within us like music. Let it, at first, when we're gathering the concepts, they'll just be melodies of their own. But pretty soon, as we gather the operations and the dimensions and the whole thing starts to sing together, we'll be listening to a symphony of truth, a symphony of consciousness. And as we listen to that symphony, we will be entraining with that consciousness. And as we entrain, become one with that consciousness, it is our consciousness. And as it is our consciousness, we just are it. We just are it. We are a true exemplification of the consciousness of the model of truth, and we give evidence accordingly. And thereby, false elements no longer play havoc in our consciousness. Sounds easy. Actually, it is easy. But you need to love it with all your heart. Have it uppermost beyond all. It doesn't mean that you can't do other things. You can do anything. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can be painting. You can be playing the violin. You can be scrubbing the floor. You can be doing the dishes or cooking a meal or doing the laundry. You can be at your office. You can be at your computer. You can be walking through the park. You can be greeting a friend. But consciousness is always with you. Let the model of consciousness be with you. Let it play within you. See it everywhere. Let it ring in your ears, in your heart. Let it be first. You know the old biblical saying, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. I would bid you at this moment, seek ye first the truth of the model of being. Seek ye first the consciousness, the true holistic consciousness that is love. And all will be added unto you. For your consciousness will awaken, and as it awakens, you will find that you have it all. All ideas, all reality and substance, whole identity, right relationships, harmony, eternal life, the deep, holistic health of consciousness. You will be integrated into the one consciousness. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is the pattern. That is the pattern. We can be led to follow the pattern by starting with the whole and then seeing what is within that whole and seeing deeper, more individualized operations within the whole, as I have just done. Or you may be led to just focus on one element or another and see how it operates within the whole, see what it is and what it does. You may be led to focus on one operation or another, see how it operates, what it does, how it alters you, how it alters itself, how it alters consciousness. You may be impelled to focus on one level of consciousness or another. That's fine. Whatever you are led to do from within, truly led, not by your intellect, but by all that is right and real within you, however you are led, follow the leading, for it will be the deep principle of truth that will be leading you. It will be the deep principle of your own consciousness that will be leading you. Your own angelic consciousness. Do you not think that you have an angelic consciousness? Of course you do. That consciousness which never left harmony nor needs to return to harmony. That individualized being that is you, that is still fully conscious and awake. It is in the Judeo-Christian, I shouldn't even say Judeo-Christian, it is in the Christian vernacular, the Christ consciousness. But we don't need to see it as that. That's just a name for Savior. why is it the saving consciousness? It is the saving consciousness because it is your true angelic consciousness that has never lapsed from nor needs to return to harmony. Thereby, your own individual, collective, and universal angelic consciousness will always lead you towards your awakening. Become familiar with it. Learn how to access it. It will always lead you toward the truth. And so I hear, but how do I know that I'm listening to that? I could be listening to lies that are just echoing in my consciousness. How do I know when it's my own angelic consciousness that is speaking? Well, I have to tell you that somehow you will know, because it has a different voice than anything else. It has a very whole, loving, but urging voice. And it isn't just a voice that you hear in your mind's ear. It is also a deep impression that you get in the whole embodiment of your being, the whole embodiment of your consciousness. And if you ask for your own angelic consciousness to be present, and if you desire with all your heart and soul to be present with it, somehow your prayers will be answered. But believe me, you cannot ask amiss, and you cannot ask superficially. You need to ask with all your heart and soul, because there's nothing that can read you better than your own consciousness. There's nothing that knows you better than your own consciousness. There's nothing that knows you better and knows your motivations better than your own angel. So, if you are sincere, if you want to open yourself to your own angelic consciousness, to your own pure, ever-living and eternal consciousness, to your own immortal consciousness, desire it with all your heart and soul. Be sincere and ask in deep, silent prayer, and expect to be answered. Expect for the angel to communicate with you. It's not outside of you, remember? It's not something apart from you. It's not like you're listening to a voice that comes off the radio or off the television set or from far distant place. This is a voice, the silent, still voice that comes within your own consciousness. So, in order to access the voice of consciousness, we need to access the stillness, right? We need to be still. And whatever method you wish to take in order to be still that works is fine. If to go within and just to pray deeply will make you still, fine. If to meditate will make you still, fine. If to lay down on the floor and listen to music, or lay down on the bed, whatever, listen to music will make you still, fine. Whatever stills the chatter of the intellect, whatever stills all of those feelings that are running rampant within us, all of those false affections that are claiming our attention, whatever stills all of that, that's fine. Use it. Whatever stills the senses, whatever takes you away from focusing on physical sense perceptions, on the pains and pleasures of the body, which is very noisy, that will work. Find what works for you, but by all means be still. And in the stillness, you will hear the voice. it will be the still, small voice of truth, and it will be speaking to you. And the more you get used to listening to it, it will speak very clearly and very loudly. It won't need to shout to get your attention, but you will hear it, and it will resound in the totality of your being, and there will be no missing it. The voice of truth will be the voice of your consciousness, and you will be hearing it, and you can follow it.